railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really good to be here another Saturday evening to bring forth the good news. Thank God we have good news in these times when we are hearing so many bad news. But thank God that the Lord has given us his good news through his words. And thank God that I can be here this evening to proclaim the good news. So it's really a privilege to be back. And thank God that we are here continuing in the epistles of Peter, and we are now in the fourth epistle, this first epistle, and we are in chapter 4 of the first epistle. So we continue, and we are going to pray, asking God's guidance during this time of declaring the word. So let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you for allowing us to be here another week to bring forth the good news. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that you will direct, O God, me as I bring forth your word. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will come, O God, and guide me into all truth. Father God, I pray, O God, that as your people listen to your word, O God, they will not just be hearers of your word, but they will be doers of your word, Almighty God. Father God, I pray, O God Almighty, for revelation, knowledge to come to the hearts of your people, that we will come to understand, Almighty God, that your word, O God Almighty, is spirit and it is life. Help us to eat of your word and be filled up with you so that we can go forth, O God, in power to do your will. Lord, we just thank you again for this evening. Thank you, O God Almighty, for all that will be said and done. Father, we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Praise God. So we continue in the epistles of Peter. And we are in chapter 4 of 1 Peter. And we know that Peter was speaking to the Jewish believers that were struggling in the midst of persecution. These believers in Christ were going through a lot of trials and persecution. But Peter reminded them just to hold on to their faith and to continue to show Christian character. They should conduct themselves in such a way that will bring honor to the name of Jesus. They should bear fruits of righteousness, be submissive to one another, and be able to stand all the trials that will come their way because they are trusting in Jesus to see them through. Suffering will come, he reminded them. But they are more than conquerors. They are victors through Christ Jesus. So we also have to understand that we will go through trials, we will go through persecution, we will go through testings. But in the midst of it all, we are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us. He's our help. And we can rely on him to see us through difficult situations. So we now can go forth and just eat of God's word and understand that just as how those believers in Christ were persecuted in the past, so we will be persecuted. But just as how they came through victoriously, we also will come through victoriously. So these words are here to remind us that we are not alone. We have power through the Holy Spirit to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, we will still be standing. So chapter 4, 1 Peter verse 1 said, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." So Peter was telling the believers that as Christ had gone through such intense suffering and even death, he went through death for us, we should gear up ourselves with the same mindset to suffer in this body, to suffer in this life for the cause of Christ. He that has made up his mind to suffer in this body for the cause of Christ is finished with the sinful lifestyle. He's finished with the sinful lifestyle, the old life. He's not a part of that old lifestyle anymore. That old lifestyle is done with. So Peter wrote that he has ceased from sin. So he's finished with the sinful lifestyle. Verse 2 of 1 Peter 4, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. So the child of God should not spend the rest of his life serving the old sin nature, fulfilling its desire, but should spend the rest of his life doing the will of God. So we shouldn't be spending the rest of our time doing the same old thing that we used to do before we came to Christ. But now in Christ Jesus, we should be doing what Christ has called us to do, living the new life. For the word of God tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We should be showing forth the victory that we have over the power of sin that Christ has won for us. So our lifestyle should show that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. And sin has no more dominion over us. We are victors. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Verse 3 said, for the time past of our life, many may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, reveling, banqueting, and abominable idolatries. So Peter was saying that in the time that believers did not know Christ, that is sufficient time to do the work of godless people. That time was sufficient to do the work of godless people. He referred to them as Gentiles who live life operating according to their sinful nature, doing the works of the flesh, such as lasciviousness, and that is shameless immorality, conducts which are shocking to public decency, lust, serving their fleshly desires, excess of wine, drunkards. That's how we were before we came to Christ, reveling, going to all these wild parties, banqueting, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries, idol worshiping. All this was a part of the people's life, of those who have not yet come to Christ. That's how our lives were before we came to Christ. But now in Christ Jesus, we are called to live the new life because we have the nature of Christ in us. We are partakers of the divine nature, so we can live the life that, a life that is holy and acceptable to Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit that has come to live with us and in us. So we don't have to be practicing the old lifestyle anymore, but we want to go forth living the new life, walking by faith, trusting Jesus, depending upon the Holy Spirit to empower us to live a holy life, bringing honor and glory to the name of Jesus. Verse 4 said, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. What Peter was saying is that the people that you used to hang out with when you were living in sin, now they are finding it strange. They are surprised that you are not partaking anymore with them in their destructive lifestyle. Now they are speaking evil of you. So those folks that you used to be friendly with, now you can't be friendly with them anymore, going to the same wild parties, drunk, drinking and getting drunk and doing all these things like you used to. You cannot. So Peter said, because you have not been doing this, they are now speaking evil of you. You're not taking part in their lifestyle, their destructive lifestyle anymore. Now they are speaking evil of you. So people of God, we have to prepare our minds, gear up our minds to understand that these things will happen to us. that people will speak evil of us. They will slander us. They will say all manner of evil against us falsely for the sake of Christ. But let us continue to do what Christ has called us to do. And let us not be detoured. Let us not become distracted. But let us look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Verse 5 of 1 Peter chapter 4. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? Peter was saying that they shall be accountable to God for their actions. God who is ready to judge the living and the dead. So people of God, let us not fight our battles. Let us know that God will vindicate us. God is the one who everyone is going to come before and be judged. The word of God tells us in Romans 14 verse 11 to 12. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. So it is the showing, people of God, that everyone will have to give account to God of the things that they have done in this life, whether it be good or bad. So let us not try to fight our battles, but let us leave everything to God. For in due time, he's going to judge those that are alive and those that are dead. So let us leave all judgment to God. Let us leave all vengeance to him. Verse 6 of 1 Peter chapter 4. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. So Peter was saying that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, was preached to them that are dead, dead in their sins, that they might be judged according to mankind. And the appointment to all men is to die. Every man is going to die one day, because the word of God tells us in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after that comes the judgment. So it's appointed unto all men to die. But people of God, those who die in Christ, will live eternally with God in the Spirit. We will live eternally with God in the Spirit. So it's just a reminder to us, people of God, to stay connected to God and to know that the appointment is for every man to die. And those who die in Christ Jesus will live eternally with him. So we want to be people who have put our trust in Jesus. We don't want to be just church goers, or we don't want to be just having a head knowledge of who Jesus is. But we want to ask the Holy Spirit to give us a revelation of Jesus, to give us heart knowledge of him, so that we can put our trust in him and walk by faith daily, pleasing him. Verse 7 of 1 Peter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Peter was saying to the brethren, to the saints of God, and saying to us today, all things, the end of all things is near. And we know that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is so near, people of God. We can see the signs of the times everywhere. So because of that, the saints should be sober. We should be clear-minded. We should be clear-minded, people of God, and guard our hearts with prayer. We need to be fully guarded. Our hearts have to be guarded with prayer. We have to pray without ceasing. We have to pray constantly, people of God. We have to call upon the help of the Holy Spirit constantly. When we pray, we are calling for help. When we pray, we are saying, Lord, we are dependent on you to see us through. So we have to pray unceasingly. Pray without ceasing. We have to have the word of God at the forefront of our minds, people of God, and God in our hearts with prayer. We have to hide God's words in our hearts that we do not sin against him and continually pray God's promises to build us up and to shield us from the attacks of the enemy. People of God, we have to have the shield of faith around us. And faith comes by hearing, and the hearing comes by the word of God. So we want to hear the word of God and not just be hearers, but practice God's word. Start to practice God's word. And when we start to practice God's word, we're going to find that we become fortified in our faith. Our faith becomes so strong because we are practicing what we are hearing. The Lord is calling us, people of God, to a higher place in him. The Lord is calling us to be rooted and grounded and settled in the faith. And when we read all these writings of these great apostles, great saints of God who have passed and gone, these words were left for us. They were left as an example for us to follow and to understand that the same persecution that those men and women of old went through, we are going to go through those same things. But we should go through rejoicing. We should go through joyful, knowing that we are not alone. The Blessed Comforter is with us. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you helpless, but I will come. And he came. His Spirit came to live with us and in us. Verse 8 of 1 Peter 4. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Peter said, have fervent love among yourselves. Love one another, as Jesus said, as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. So Peter was saying that above all, their love for each other should be glowing, fervent, glowing, boiling, deep love. Deep love for one another, people of God. For love shall cover the multitude of sin. Our love for each other will cause us to forgive each other as God has forgiven us. Our love for each other will cause us to forgive one another as God has forgiven us. We won't have time to be holding up our brothers and our sisters in our hearts, but we will be quick to forgive. And continue on this journey rejoicing. People of God, if we are not quick to forgive, we cannot rejoice on this journey, because the unforgiveness in our hearts is a baggage. It is something that will beset us. It is that weight that will beset us on the journey. We cannot run this race with endurance if we are going around with forgiveness in our hearts. So when we have that fervent love for one another, we will be quick to forgive, be quick to forgive. Love forgives. Love forgives. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love is willing and ready to cover or to pardon all the sins of each other. So we want to have the love of Jesus Christ in our hearts. Verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 4. It says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. So be hospitable to one another. Take care of one another without murmuring. We take care in many ways. We feel a need. When someone come to your home, you take care of them. You feed them. They need a place to stay for a while. You can help them. In whatever way you can, you help them. And you do it without murmuring, people of God. Do it without murmuring. Do it without showing partiality. Don't do a better job with some people than the others. Do the same. Treat everyone equally, and that is really showing hospitality. The hospitality that God wants us to show to one another without grudging, without partiality, not murmuring, but serving one another with love. And when we have the love of Christ in us, that's what we will do. We will serve one another with love. Verse 10 of 1 Peter chapter 4. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So Peter was saying that all of God's people have received gift from him. He said, as every man has received the gift, so everyone that is called by the name of Jesus has received some gift or another from God. And he said we should use those gifts to serve each other. So the gift is not to serve us people of God. The gift is not for us to go and to seek recognition for ourselves. The gift is to serve each other. So we have to serve each other as good managers of God's great varieties of gift that he has given us. So the Lord Jesus has given us a variety of gifts. We have gift from the Father, gift from the Son, gift from the Holy Spirit. So people of God, we are covered with a lot of gifts, a great variety of gifts. But what are we using them for? Are we using them to elevate ourselves? Or are we using them to help each other, to build up one another, to bring each other into that place of maturity? We want to use the gift that God has given us in the right way. We want to use it for the right purpose, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints, people of God. We want to everyone in the body to come to that place of maturity in Christ Jesus. And we can do this by using our gift wisely to serve each other. And we will be that glorious church. We will be that powerhouse, because every gift is actively working in the area that it is supposed to work. So we will be built up in Christ. We will grow up into that stature in Christ. We will reach to that place in Christ that we ought to reach, that we will walk as mature children of God. We will walk in the Spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. We will walk by faith and not by sight, because we are mature in Christ. So Christ wants us to reach to that place, to minister to each other with the gift that he has given us, so that we can be truly good ministers, good managers, good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So we want to obey the Lord Jesus Christ in whatever we do and serve well in whatever capacity he has called us. Verse 11 of 1 Peter chapter 4. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So Peter was saying that if any man speak, let him speak the divine utterance of God. Let him speak as an oracle of God. Let him speak as a mouthpiece of God. If any man serve, let him serve with the God-given ability. People of God, let us serve God with excellence, the ability that he has given us. Let us build up on what he has given us. And let us go forth with an excellent spirit, that whatever we do it excellently unto God. So let us serve with God-given ability, that God in all that we do will get the glory through Christ Jesus. So if we depend upon the Holy Spirit, people of God, in all that we are called to do, and we are completely yielded to him, surrendered to him, and he is working through us, then Christ will be glorified. Christ will be glorified in our lives, because the Holy Spirit has come to bring glory and honor to Christ Jesus. So if we use the ability that he has given us, and we work in the areas that we are called to work, and we do it with excellence through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, then we will bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ. Peter said, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. To Christ be praise and dominion forever and ever. All power is given to him, both in heaven and in earth. To him be praise and dominion forever and ever. So let it be. Peter said, so let it be. Amen means so let it be. So let us go around, people of God, with the right mindset that we are called to serve one another. We are called to serve in the areas that we are, that God has gifted us. And we serve with the spirit of excellence on us, so that Christ in all things will get the glory. We want to glorify him in our everyday life. We want to know that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. We want to know within our hearts that all praise and glory belongs to him. He alone is deserving of all praise and glory. Peter said, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Forever and ever, his name is to be glorified. Forever and ever, his name is to be praised. For there is no name like the name of Jesus. His name is great and greatly to be praised. His name is wonderful. There is no name like the name of Jesus. We have to declare his name, people of God. We have to declare his name wherever we go. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Let us not be ashamed to say that Jesus Christ is Lord, Lord of my life. Let us place him at the highest place in our lives. Let us allow him to take preeminence in our lives. Let us know that he is the head of the body, the church. So we are his, the members of his body. So we are to work together in harmony, in love, and work and build up the body of Christ, build up each other in the faith, encourage one another, especially as we see the day approaching. So the Lord is just calling us to that high place in him. The Lord is calling us to walk by faith and to trust his word. The Lord is calling us to live a life of holiness, pleasing to our King, for he alone deserves glory, honor, and praise. All praises and dominion belong to him forever and ever. He is God, and there is no God but Jehovah. So we just bless God for his words to us this evening. And we just thank God that he is at work. He is doing that work that only he can do in our lives. So as we yield to him, as we surrender our all to him, then we find that we will go forth in power to do his will. God bless you this evening. I'll stop here for this evening, and we'll continue next week in chapter 12 of 1 Peter 4. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your people. We thank you for your word that have come forth this evening. And we just thank you, oh God, for every listening ears this evening. We just pray that these words, oh God, will not just be, oh God, Almighty Lord, in their head, oh God, but it will become heart knowledge to them. Father, we thank you for all that you have done this evening. And we just thank you, oh God, for the lives that will be transformed. And we thank you that your word is alive and active, oh God. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we give you honor and glory as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you all for listening. And we'll be back next week, God's willing, to bring you more of 1 Peter chapter 4. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Amen. Blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.